Now, will you notice verse 8? Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, Behold, the king doth sit in the gate. And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. You see, the people needed some rallying point now. I mean, after all, what is the real state of affairs when the man who led the rebellion has been slain, and instead of rejoicing, why, the greatest grief that David ever expressed. So David now goes up to the gate and lets people know that it'll be business as usual. He's back on the throne. Now David returns to Jerusalem, and all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, The king saved us out of the hand of our enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines, and now he's fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word of bringing the king back? What happened is simply this. There were those that had gone over with Absalom. Now, their point is, what are we going to do? And the best thing we can do is to bring the king back. And verse 11, And King David sent to Zadok and to Tobiah the priest, saying, Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, Why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house, seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house? Apparently, even in the tribe of Judah, there had been a great defection, and many had gone over to Absalom. And now David is rebuking them for this, you see. The thought here is, Ye are my brethren. Listen to David as he speaks to them in verse 12. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bones, my flesh. Wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, Art thou not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab. And he bowed the heart of all the men, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, Return thou and all thy servants. So the king returned. He came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal, to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gera, Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons, his 20 servants with him. And they went over Jordan before the king. Now you see, this boy Shimei had cursed David when he went out, and he wants to be the first now to welcome him back. And now we find here, verse 18, there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan, and said unto the king, Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king. But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, Shall not Shimei be put to death for this? Because he cursed the Lord's anointed.